we can reach an agreement. After all, we share a common mission. We seek to achieve a greater good, to create a better life for our children and grandchildren here in Illinois.
Common mission? Not so much in Illinois. That was Governor Bruce Rauner speaking at the state capitol in Springfield last week, trying to get lawmakers to pass a state budget after a nearly two-year gridlock. Rauner is a Republican, and he's in a standoff with the Democratic Speaker of the Illinois House, Mike Madigan. Neither politician is backing down. And meanwhile, services across the state are losing funding. Public universities and social services are already being cut. And now, as the July 1st end to the fiscal year approaches, more cuts look like they might be inevitable. Tony Arnold is a state politics reporter for WBEZ Chicago, and he joins me now from Springfield. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good to be with you.
Just how bad is this budget crisis there in Illinois?
I think you just touched on the surface of how bad this is. If there's no deal by the end of today, road construction projects are going to be abandoned. The Powerball lottery has already pulled out of the state of Illinois because they're not getting paid. K through 12 education schools have no idea what kind of support they're going to get from the state, if any, which many schools have said they have less than 90 days of reserves on hand. So you're looking at can they even make it to Thanksgiving? Social services have not been paid anything since January 1st. Neither have public universities. So they're in danger of losing their accreditation, maybe even closing. It's just been a complete mess for anyone that has a government contract or relies on the state for anything.
Well, spending showdowns aren't all that uncommon. What is it about this standoff between the governor and the Speaker of the House and their allies that makes this battle in Illinois so intractable?
I think it's a few different factors. One is you have House Speaker Michael Madigan, who's also the chairman of the Illinois Democratic Party. He's been in power for more than 30 years. He's been the House Speaker for more than 30 years. And you have Governor Rauner, who is extremely wealthy and has contributed more than $100 million of his own campaign to his election, the election of other Republicans in the House to try to eat away at Madigan's stronghold on the Democrats in the House of Representatives. And you have these two forces here, Rauner and Madigan, that just are some of the most stubborn people who honestly, there's been questions from both sides about whether the other one even wants a deal. It's kind of unprecedented, but I've been saying it's unprecedented for 2 years. So I don't know how much more this can keep going.
And through all of this, Tony Arnold, you just have to wonder why neither of these men and their allies seem to be afraid that they're going to get tossed out of office by voters who are sick of the impasse.
I think that gets to why this continues to go, which is this idea that I think there's an idea from both sides that they are actually winning the argument. The news cycles, the overall, you know, day-to-day, week-to-week rhetoric that goes on here. You're already seeing the governor on TV with ads. And it's not even an election year. You have a Democratic primary because there is an Illinois election for governor next year. And one of those candidates, one of the Democrats in that race, is already running TV ads. There's a lot of money being spent on public perception, on the expensive Chicago media market to get their message out there. And each side is using the other, Madigan and Rauner, as a proxy for everybody else in their respective parties. So it's very much a battle at the top. And they honestly aren't even meeting with each other much these days. They're having to have proxies meet for them, really.
Tony Arnold, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
Tony Arnold, state politics reporter for WBEZ Chicago from Springfield.